Yeah, so you came number two. How many other contestants were there?
Oh, it's like you mean the people who were running the race?
Yes.
Yeah, we're more than, because they say, I hear that we're more than 26,000.
26,000 women?
Only women.
Wow. And out of those 26,000, you came second.
Yeah, it just happened. It's like most of them, like, they just come like to cheer us, like to support us. Because it's like when you're talking about like the big girls, like the top athletes, I think we're something like 30 girls, like the strong ones, we're 30. Then others, they just come like for fun. They're just doing it for fun.
But still, for you to come number second in South Africa,
that's... Yeah, because even myself, I couldn't even believe, because last week, Sunday, I was running a marathon, a 42K, and it was my first time to run a marathon. Then within a week, it's like I was having a big race, a 10 kilometers, like forward. But when I went there, I just told myself that, no, I'm not going to force myself to go. All I have to do, I have just to go there, like put on my club colors and see what is going to happen. But it's like from the way to go, I just told myself, no, I have to forget about the marathon and concentrate with the race. Then everything went well. It's like I didn't feel like I was from a marathon. I just feel like normal, like when I'm running 10 kilometer, like compared to other 10 kilometers before I ran a marathon. There was no different. I was just feeling like awesome.
And how long have you been running? Because I know you've this career you've been in for several years, is it not?
Yeah, it is. It's like I started running when I was still at school. Then it's like my career rose.
Primary school.
Yeah, it's like I was running primary school, but you know this thing for primary, it's not that serious. Then it's like my career is like I started running like professional when I think it was 2006. Then 2008 I stopped when I was pregnant for my first child. Then I gave birth 2009 February. Then August that same year I came back, like after 6 months I gave birth. I started running and I was running fast until now. So it's like I've been running this spa races since 2010, and like from 2010 until now I'm always in top three.
Wow. And you're representing Zimbabwe in all these places, correct?
Yeah, especially when I went for the marathon, like last week in Austria, I went there, I was running with my club colors, because it's like I went there to qualify for the Olympics. So I'm happy that I was the first Zimbabwean woman to qualify for the marathon, because I went there and I ran 2 hours 39. So I was so happy. It's like I want my country like to be proud of me. You understand what I'm saying? Like to be proud.
And yeah. So far, have you received support from the government and the like?
Yeah, like from my country, like I haven't received any help, like no. But I'm just having a faith that the more I'm going like to work extra hard, something one day to come up. I just have a faith that no, I mustn't give up. Like I'm not getting the support from my country, then I have to give up, or this thing of changing the citizen thing. No, I just have a faith that no, one day they'll do something for me. They'll recognize me.
But obviously, look, you are already above the world now. You are flashing the colors of the nation across the world as we speak. You're on the international scenes. You're not like any other person. And what encouragement would you give, in short, to other young women who have been pregnant? Because some women, when they become pregnant, they feel, oh, this is the end of the world. I can never be this. I can never be that. But you've been pregnant. You came back again, and you are flying high.
Yeah, you know, it's like when you give birth, I don't think if there's anything which is going to disturb. Because when I was running last week, I was running with a friend of mine. She's from Namibia, and last week it was her first marathon. It was a first race after she gave birth, and the child is 7 months now. And on the period of 7 months, she, after she gave birth, it's like she prepared for the marathon, then she ran good because she ran 2:35. So it's like giving birth is not, it's like it's not thing that is going to change your look or to change your life or to change yourself. Because what I notice about the women out there, especially when they give birth, they will change their look, they change everything. So giving birth or being a mother, it won't stop you from doing something. You understand what I'm like? I'm a mother, I have to limit myself. No. If you're a mother, that's where you gain like strength. That's where it's like you are too focused about life because you are a mother, you have a child that you have to take care of. So all I would say that to mothers out there is like, you mustn't look down upon yourself because you're a mother, you gave birth or what. No, you are still the same. Like myself, I'm still Rutendo. I know I have a child, but I'm still the same Rutendo I used to be before I gave even birth.
Oh, splendid. And tell me, when is your next due?
Oh, like now I'm looking forward for the next year's Spa Ladies League. It's on the 7th of May in PE. And then from there, I...
What's a Pete's? Did you say PE? Is that PE?
It's Port Elizabeth.
Oh, Port Elizabeth. South Africa. That's right. Yes.
Yeah. It's the second league for the Spa Ladies. It's on the 7th. Then on the 15th, I was there's a international race in Cape Town on the 15th of May. I was invited there to run a 12 kilometer. Then from there, I think it's going to be my last race. Then from there, I have to rest. Then I'll start my preparations for the Olympics.
Oh, splendid. And if companies and individuals want to sponsor your appearances, how can they do that?
It's like from my country or
just sponsoring you, sponsoring your races.
It's like there's nothing about that, you know. It's like when someone wants to sponsor me or do something for me, only that person has to do is like we have to sit down and talk, then we agree. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong. It's like when someone come with 1, 2, 3 things, because maybe it's like I motivate someone, then that person just feel like, no, I have to do this to Rutendo. Only that person has to do this. We have to come, then we sit down, then we talk, then we agree, then things flow.
Oh, splendid. I think, thank you very much, Rutendo. And we look forward to your next race next month in Port Elizabeth.
My wish is that to be in top three, like to go there and do my best and to be in top three, so that is like it's going to help me like to maintain my fitness now, like for the Olympics.
This is Semi Media.
Thank you so much, Rutendo.
All around the world, on the spot, on the dot.